I'm Sybil McGuire for Around the Triangle, and in the studio with us today is Emily Parks. She's the business organizing consultant for Organize for Success and an advocate for the North Carolina Lung Cancer Partnership. And also in the studio with us, Heather Gill. She's manager of communications and operations for the North Carolina Lung Cancer Partnership. And Tama S. Hargraves, a survivor and advocate also for the organization. And we're going to talk about, you've got a wonderful event coming up on November 6th, Saturday, on the NC State University Centennial Campus. It's called the Free to Breathe Lung Cancer 5K Run Walk, and it's a run and a walk, so you have no excuse for not showing up. And 5K, come on, you can do 5K at least once. I do about 5K every morning with the puppies, although I don't run. At my age, I'm thinking it's better for my knees to just walk it. But this is going to be an absolutely wonderful event to raise awareness for lung cancer and to raise funds for the North Carolina Lung Cancer Partnership. Emily, it's so nice to meet you and have you in the studio with us today.
Thank you, Sybil. It's great to be here.
And Heather, nice to see you. And Tama, nice to meet you too.
Thank you, Sybil.
How did you come up with the 5K? You've got a history of this run, don't you, Emily?
Yes, it's a 5K and a 1 mile. Both events will be going on that morning.
Oh, yeah, anyone can do 1 mile.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And it's a national series. Mm-hmm. There's actually a National Lung Cancer Partnership, and we are the first chapter of the National Lung Cancer Partnership with the North Carolina Lung Cancer Partnership. And we have been having the Free to Breathe event in Raleigh for 4 years this year. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited to be continuing with this event and raising awareness of the disease as well as raising funds to come up with a cure for the disease.
If you need more information about the North Carolina Lung Cancer Partnerships, their initiatives, programs, or the Free to Breathe event, visit their website, nationallungcancerpartnership.org/NC. And this one's really easy to find, freetobreathe.org. And you also have expanded to the Triad and Boone and other areas of the state. 100%, by the way, of the net proceeds from each event dedicated to supporting and funding the National Lung Cancer Partnership's vital research, education, and awareness programs. You may not be aware of this, but lung cancer is the leading cancer killer among American men and women, killing more people than breast, prostate, and colon cancers combined. And Tom, I want to ask you, how did you discover that you were afflicted with lung cancer?
I found an errant lymph node in my neck one day when I was driving to the beach. I was perfectly healthy. I had no other symptoms. I had a very proactive doctor who wanted to see what this was all about, and fortunately, he got me right in for a biopsy. I was shocked with the diagnosis, however.
Had you ever smoked?
I had, but I had quit 23 years before that. I thought I'd done all the right things, raised in a generation where we all smoked in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Back in the 60s, well, we knew by the 70s.
That's right.
That we weren't supposed to, but right. Some of us did anyway. Not anymore. Did your doctor think it had something to do with smoking, even though you had quit decades before?
Possibly. He tried not to really dwell on that as much as getting me in for really good treatment. And fortunately, we are surrounded by excellent facilities here in the Triangle.
Oh, we are incredibly fortunate in our facilities.
And I was very fortunate because we know the statistics are not good for lung cancer.
No, they're not. 1 in 13 men, 1 in 16 women will get lung cancer. Only 15% of those people will survive 5 years beyond their diagnosis. Is that because it's so difficult to diagnose?
It's considered an invisible disease in many ways, and sometimes people ignore the symptoms.
What are the symptoms?
Well, for me, there weren't any.
Right. You had no shortness of breath.
A cough or maybe recurrent pneumonia. There's many other things that weigh fatigue, weight loss. Anytime you have a change to your body, though, you should get to the doctor and insist that they check for those things.
Over 219,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer in the U.S. each year. However, lung cancer research is drastically underfunded. Low survival rates and the perception that it's a self-inflicted disease. Again, like we just mentioned, mm-hmm. your doctor didn't want to dwell on the fact that mm-hmm. you smoked several decades earlier. Now, it's remained below the nation's radar because of that. There's a certain amount of shaming of people who get it. Although there have been people who've come, many who've contracted lung cancer who've had no history of smoking whatsoever. So, you know, just because you haven't smoked does not mean that you are not necessarily
and
going to get it.
The prevalence of young women who are coming down with lung cancer is quite frightening.
Do we have any idea what some of the other causations may be?
This is Emily. Several instances of lung cancer are due to radon exposure. They have seen instances where certain viruses that were treated in childhood may be causes of adult lung cancer.
Which are some of the viruses so that parents can be aware or we can be aware as adults? Do we know? No?
I don't have the exact names of the viruses, but they're finding trending towards that as a cause. They have also seen that with 15% of lung cancer patients, there's no history of smoking. So it can just be genetics.
And a certain amount I know is asbestos exposure. But in this country, we've been very good about cutting down on the amount of asbestos and how we treat it that we're exposed to.
And part of the problem, this is Heather, part of the problem is that due to the lack of funding, we don't know those other causes. You know, we are trying to focus on treatments, but with the least amount of funding being towards lung cancer, it's often hard to do the research to find out why these people that are non-smokers are getting it.
And one thing that's troubling on that is that a reason we're having the 15% survival rate past 5 years is that people are diagnosed later in their disease. And a lot of people say that that is because there is no screening process for lung cancer. Whereas for breast cancer, there's a mammogram. For colon cancer, there's a colonoscopy. But when you look at the statistics, the fact that almost three times as many women die from lung cancer as compared, I mean, almost twice as many women die from breast cancer. Twice as many women die from lung cancer as compared to breast cancer, and almost three times as many men die from lung cancer as compared to prostate cancer. And there are assimilations that could be based off of having screening processes for those and not a screening process for lung cancer.
I wonder why. Is it just because of the stigma of smoking that we don't have any method of screening? Do you think, do you have an opinion, Heather?
There's been a lot of research going towards trying to find a screening process, but until we can find a screening process that does more good than harm or saves lives, we just as a community have not found one that will save lives.
Right. Okay, I understand. Now, the event coming up is the 2010 Free to Breathe 5K Run Walk. There's also a 1 mile walk or run, and it's coming up on Saturday, November 6th at NC State University's Centennial Campus. You can find more information about it at freetobreathe.org. We're speaking today with Emily Parks, advocate for the North Carolina Lung Cancer Partnership, and Heather Gill, manager of communications and operations, and Tama Hargraves, who is a survivor and advocate for the North Carolina Lung Cancer Partnership. I really was completely unaware that we did so little research in an area that obviously impacts the health of more people in this country than any other cancer. In 2009, approximately 6,670 North Carolinians were diagnosed, and 5,630 will die from the disease. This event is the fourth annual Free to Breathe on November 6th at the NCSU Centennial Campus, a beautiful place, just gorgeous scenery for walking or running, and raising money and inspiring hope in patients and their loved ones who face the daunting disease. For more information or for registration, again, freetobreathe.org, and it's presented by Duke Raleigh's Cancer Center. There will be two other 5Ks in North Carolina. If Raleigh's not close enough for you, there's going to be one in Greensboro and Boone, and a yogathon in December in Durham. There was a golf tournament in May in Boys Creek, yes?
And my team won.
Your team won. Congratulations, Tama. That's good to know. Now, how long have you been cancer-free?
Well, I'd like to qualify that by saying I don't think anyone is ever really cancer-free, but I've been in remission for quite a while. I will have my fourth year of survivorship 3 days after the Free to Breathe event.
Congratulations.
And I have participated in all of them. I was the last one to come in on the first one because I was just going through recovery.
Ugh.
So
you got
I'm a
there.
Rare person because I'm still here. And that's why I figure I'm supposed to do something with my survivorship.
Absolutely. As long as we have cells, we have the potential to have abnormal ones.
Yes.
So, yes, I agree with you. We're never exactly free from a rogue cell.
And why when they may wake up and when they may just continue to be dormant.
Exactly. Well, more power to you. And obviously you're doing the right thing, too, by participating in the Free to Breathe 5K Run Walk coming up Saturday, November 6th at NC State University's Centennial Campus. I'd like to thank you, all three of you, for coming in today and speaking with us about the Free to Breathe 5K Run Walk at NC State University's Centennial Campus. For more information, please go to freetobreathe.org, and we hope to see you there. I'm Sybil McGuire for Around the Triangle.